Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Raheem Little Murder Davis was scheduled to be released on Tuesday after serving less than 7 years behind bars for his role in the 2018 murder of Trooper Kevin Connor. Davis was held for 19 and a half months in prison and received credit for time served on a 7-to-9-year sentence. Davis was driving the pickup truck that Connor stopped on US 701 when Chauncey Askew shot and killed the trooper in 2018. Davis was originally charged with murder, and later that charge was reduced to a single count of accessory after the fact. He also received 5 years and 5 months supervised post-release. Columbus Regional Healthcare has filed for a permit to construct a new 30-bed acute care facility in Delco. The new facility will have an emergency department, advanced imaging, oncology, and a surgical facility. The 144,000-square-foot building will be on the former site of the Acme Delco Middle School. A $15 million fiberglass rebar manufacturer will bring more than 80 jobs to Bladenboro. Governor Josh Stein said yesterday that MST Rebar will build its first American plant in the Bladen County town. The average salary of their workers will be more than $50,000 a year for skilled labor. Municipal early voting began yesterday for the November 4th elections. Only one early voting site is open in the county, and voters may go to the Board of Elections office in the county government complex on US 701 North. Early voting runs October 16th through November 1st. Polls are open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. and on November 1st until 3 p.m. Alyssa Rich of Whiteville is in the Bladen County Detention Center after she allegedly shot her husband in a domestic abuse incident yesterday. Bladen County deputies found Craig Rich with a gunshot wound to the head in an apartment in Clarkton. He was transported to an area hospital. Columbus and Bladen County deputies arrested Alyssa Rich on a single charge of attempted first-degree murder. She is being held without bond. Whiteville City Manager Darren Curry gave the Whiteville City Council a detailed breakdown of the city's response to the recent flooding at Tuesday's meeting. The board also received an extensive briefing on current drainage projects and funding for future improvements. Cleanup is continuing after flash flooding hit Whiteville and Chadburn Sunday and Monday. Curry is also this week's guest on the Columbus Connection with Jefferson Weaver. Their main topic of conversation is the ongoing flooding issues in Whiteville, and the Columbus Connection can be heard each week on Spotify as well as at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Conventional deer hunting season begins tomorrow across southeastern North Carolina. Motorists should be aware of hunters and hounds on the roadsides. Hunters are required to wear a cap, jacket, vest, or other garment of safety orange. It's also unlawful to remove a tracking collar from a hunting dog or to shoot hunting dogs. Hunters must have permission to enter private property. Purple paint or posted signs can be used to mark property boundaries. For more information, go to ncwildlife.org. The Lake Waccamaw Depot Museum will unveil its historic plaque today at 10 a.m. The plaque is being presented by the Reuben Brown House Preservation Society. Everyone, of course, is welcome to attend. Holiness Tabernacle Church of Tabor City will be having a fish plate sale today. Plates are $10 each and includes fish, baked beans, slaw, bread, and a dessert. If you'd like to buy a ticket, you can contact Robert Neely or Tim Bass via Facebook. Proceeds will go towards helping support the church. World Singing Day is tomorrow at Lake Waccamaw. Participants need to show up at the Depot Museum at 11 a.m. World Singing Day is observed in 24 nations and 42 locations in the U.S. this year. Lake Waccamaw is the only place hosting the event in North Carolina. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now at 800-260-5499. That's 800-260-5499. 800-260-5499.